time for the In the Conversation podcast with funny man Damian Lemon and the voice of your choice, Ali Muhammad.
This is Damian Lemon.
This is Ali Muhammad.
And this is In the Conversation,
the podcast.
Yes, we back. Another week in your ear. You know what I mean? We here.
Yes,
what's cracking with you?
Ah, man, you know, life is cracking, man. A lot of math is life, dog. A lot of equations popping off around this motherfucker.
Okay.
A whole lot of problem solving and figuring it out.
That's what's up. When you say that, you say the equations and problem solve, I think of that meme. I don't know what movie it's from. But, you know, I think it's Talented Mr. Ripley, maybe one of the movies I have never seen. But you see all of the, like, the fucking, the equation in front of them. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, that's exactly how my shit is right now. Like, okay, goddamn.
I hear that.
Everything right now, and got to fit within this certain thing, and it costs this amount. And you know what I'm saying? God damn. That's how y'all gonna hit me today, nigga, on a Tuesday? That's how you gonna do me?
Right, nigga.
Your boy?
You know what I mean? Shit. Fuck?
Then you talk to God, he be like, what you think all the blessings is for?
Right. Setting you up. We were setting you up to get, you know what I mean? This is it. This is part of the testimony.
I thought this was for me.
That's funny. Nah, you got to spread the wealth. Oh, shit. Well, that's good, man. Sound like you know, you're getting through it, though. It's only one way.
I can't tell. I don't know. Not yet. You know what I'm saying? Not yet, but we're going to get there.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? It's going to take a little, you know, take a few nights of meditation and prayer.
Right.
Looking for the answers. It might not take that long, but shit, that's what it's going. I'm going to have to get to it.
It's just the wait. The wait is tense.
Yeah, it's just like right up on you. Like, you know, I know we're going to get to Raising Canaan a little later, but when he's like, the truth get up on you real fast. And you know, when they do their little voiceovers and stuff, sometimes we be like, man, what they got to do with this? But I watched that shit, and then he said that shit, you know, the truth come up on you real fast, like a Metro North. Like, man, what the fuck that got to do with what we talking about?
He just wanted to shout out to Metro
and
North.
Then I got a phone call, like, God damn, truth.
Shit is the express. Oh, shit.
Hey, nigga wasn't writing for the show, man. The nigga was writing for me.
This nigga's narrating my own existence.
All right, make it.
Shit.
Nigga, was I really watching the show?
Right. Was that the show? Was the TV even on?
Right.
That is crazy as shit. Nigga, am I going through something right now? Nigga, that's crazy. Oh, shit. That's wild. That's some wild shit. We got to have one of them moments. Oh, shit, man.
So that's what we on around here, around this motherfucker.
I hear that. Yeah, man. That's good. That's good. It all work out, man.
Yeah. We going to be all right. Negro National Anthem, nigga.
A little naughty by nature.
No, we gonna be alright.
Oh, he's talking about Kendrick. Oh, right, damn, that's the more relevant one. I'm taking it back. Remember that shit though?
Mm-hmm.
You remember that Naughty by Nature record? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Shout out to Naughty by Nature.
Yeah, Naughty by Nature. They had a quotable from '92 that when we did the TV show, you know what I'm saying, we made it a part of the theme song because it was just so relevant to what we were doing. And when you go, no matter where you go, there you are. You know what I'm saying? So
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. It was like that shit struck a chord in me just so when we came up with the show, it was like you know, we went to different black schools every week. And then you know, at FAM, our hangout spot is the set. So the show was called On the Set. But we ain't limited to FAMU. We limited it to, we went with, no matter where we go, we was on the set. You know what I'm saying? And so it was like, you know, on the set. No matter where you go, that you are on the set. You know what I'm saying? Like that. So, so you know,
yeah, that's cool.
I could incorporate that 91 too. So, because, you know, somehow they was narrating my existence as well.
Yeah. Now they were saying some shit. It's crazy now. I see Tretch doing shows by himself. You know, they don't, that's another group that don't really rock with each other.
You know,
I think we talked about that
it's
before.
It's been a long time. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It's hard to rock, you know what I'm saying, steadily when everybody get grown, got their own lives and shit going on, and, you know, ain't living in the same way. And niggas want to go on the road and be traveling for months at a time. And you got to be in the van with a nigga smoking weed. You might be on some, you know what I'm saying, just some general healthy shit in your meditation. Nigga on the phone cussing at his, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
You know,
right,
yeah. Just a whole different kind of lifestyle than you own, you know. And you like, nigga, we ain't 20 no more. Nigga like, man, get the fuck out of here, nigga. I'm the star anyway.
See, that's the root of it all. That's the root of it all. Yeah, that's where really, that's where the ego come in.
Right, right.
The ego is like, nigga, it's about me, nigga. Right. Ain't nobody came to see you, Otis.
Nigga.
Yeah, man. Oh, shit. Yeah, that's the worst.
But, you know, I'm not saying this is all speculation. And
of course.
You know. So not rooted in anything.
So. Yeah. But yeah. So, yeah, shout out to them, though. That's what we were just saying, though. But how the fuck did we get into the whole, no matter where you go, there you are. And then everything going to be all right.
Yeah, back to
you.
Gonna be
all right. Shout out to
everything
them.
Everything going to be all right. Yeah. I was thinking, I had to get a little more aggressive with it. Nigga, we gonna be
right. Right. You gotta let your, nah, that nigga, he letting you know. I used to always say, because I remember one time I seen him live. I think I talked about
yeah,
that shit.
Did,
yeah, he said that shit without the nigga. It sound like it got no direction. I'm not as certain no more.
All right, are you know we gonna
be Yeah, are you talking to me, though? Because I need you to be talking to me, not this old, you know what I mean? This broad statement, nigga. This ain't a fortune cookie, nigga. I need this to speak to my soul.
Right.
Oh, shit.
A homogenous, we going to be all
right. Right. We all going to be. Some of these niggas is all right. Some of these niggas ain't even niggas. And that's why they doing so good. But, yeah, man. Shout out to everybody that's trying to figure it out. That's in the midst of the valley. You know what I mean? It's all a part of the path, man. I don't know if it was Marvin Gaye who said this. I attribute it to him. He might not have said it. I don't know. But they were like, you know, your life, if you look at your life on, you know, as it goes on, if you just pull back, you see the ups and the downs. You know what I'm saying? That's a life.
Mm-hmm.
If that shit just stayed one way, that's a flat line. Nigga, you dead. Some shit like that. I don't think he had the, nigga, you dead. That's me added to the paraphrasations, if that's even a word. But you get what I'm saying, man. Without a test, there's no testimony.
Right.
I'm pulling out all of these little furious styles ass idioms.
Yeah, man. I mean, I got quite a few of them myself, but you know what I'm saying? They all are lived and experienced. This ain't no affirmation from a book, nigga. This shit,
right.
I done walked it and synced it and came out on the other side, you know? So, yeah.
But sometimes you got to remember that, because I think you could forget that in the midst of some deep valley shit, or in the midst of a new hurdle or something else. You'd be like, damn, nigga, this shit, like this challenge feels so unique. But you know what I mean? Like, if you just really just pull back, there's been something, maybe not exactly the same thing, but there's been something that challenged you to this level that you got to the other side of that you may have forgotten. And that's, you needed that to get to where you are.
Right. And see, you know, I say it, but when the call came and it hit you, and you know what I'm saying, and they give you the figures and the, you know what I'm saying, the timeline, Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It didn't feel like insurmountable. You know what I'm saying? It felt like, okay. And then I was talking to the lawyer. It's like, okay, so how you going? He like, boom, boom, hit it, boom, boom, boom. I'm like, well, goddamn. That ain't even possible. But I had to catch myself because I know it's possible. I know, you know what I'm saying, that I just, and instead of saying it ain't possible, then I didn't say nothing. Then he was like, well, what you going to do? I said, I'm going to pray.
And what your lawyer say when he heard that one?
And then, you know, because it, you know, it was like some, you know, some vague numbers here and there. I was like, well, what is the, you know, now you remember we talked to him. I'm like, fuck all that. What is the number that is due on the date that you had said? So I could be very specific. You know what I'm saying?
Especially if I'm about to pray. Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? I need to know. You know what I mean? And then, what's the other options? Well, you know, we got this working, blah, blah, blah. All right, well, hopefully them options will start working out like that. But if not, let me get myself prepared for the worst. And then that's how we left it. Then I called you.
Okay, well, there you go, man. It's going to work out.
Oh,
man.
Yeah,
it's
man.
It's going to
oh,
work
yeah,
out.
Yeah,
I feel it.
Yeah, 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 man. And like I said, it didn't never feel like, oh, Lord, like, you know, ball up on the floor. Suck your thumb. It's like, all right, another something to deal with. You know what I'm saying? And it's like when you're this position in life that where I'm at now is constantly problems and equations that need to be solved. Like time you open your fucking eyes, you know what I'm saying? Shit, start calculating on your ass and triangulating. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And you just start moving through shit, you know what I'm saying, with them O's and ones just floating all around you. So, so you know, you kind of exercised in dealing with the problems in a certain kind of way. So when that hit, you know what I'm saying, that's something I would have been like, ooh, it would have felt heavy, you know what I'm saying? But it didn't feel that way. It felt like, okay, shit. I ain't got no answer for that right now, but let me work on that. Let me, you know what I'm saying? Let me sleep on that. Let me, you know.
Yeah, yeah.
All right. All right, that's the date. Okay. Okay. Let me, you know what I'm saying? I figure this, you know what I mean?
Right.
But at the end of the day, you know what I'm saying? When you've been through it and you done went through it, you know what I'm saying? It's like, niggas ain't whooping my ass and ain't killing me, so fuck them. You know what I'm saying? This shit could get worked out, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. Like a nigga got a gun shit to your head and be like, nigga.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So this shit could be figured out.
It's so funny the type of dire shit a nigga tell himself just to get some momentum through the problem. Listen, shit, bro. I ain't looking down a barrel. Listen, shit, I'll be
all
right.
That's all your life. Well, the nigga, well, they can't whoop my ass, so shit.
Right.
That's the go-to black. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Shit. Well, can you whoop my ass? Okay, then. Yeah, mm-hmm. Shit. Say no more. Shit. Actually, say
give
less.
I give it to you. Yeah. This conversation is over. Oh, man.
That's cool. Man. So that's what it is today.
Okay.
How you doing, sir?
Man, I'm all right, man. Thank you for asking. I'm doing all right, man. I'm all right right now, I think so. Yeah, man, I'm just, you know, sometimes, yeah, I'm good. I'm good, man. I can't even complain. You know what I'm saying? Like, some of the shit that I've been stressing about is like, it's been kind of put into perspective by various conversations I've been having or being privy to, you know what I'm saying? And it's like for real, it's like the universe is saying, yo, listen to this, or look at this. You paying attention? You hear that? It's like, you know, when you read a book, you'd be highlighting a passage.
Mm-hmm.
It's like I'm in a conversation with somebody, and when they say a shit that applies to some shit that I might be anxious about, it's almost like the volume is turned up, like, so I don't miss it. And I'm like, oh shit, I'm doing like heavy nod, like listening, like the fucking, like I'm listening to a verse. Mm-hmm. Like, okay, like I'm in church somewhere. So I feel good, man. I feel good in the way of, based on what we had been saying, sometimes you remind yourself that you done got this far. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And until you're done, you ain't done. You know what I mean? Like, it could get bumpy, but until you're done, it ain't done. Mm-hmm. And it's like, they said, I remember, you know, all, you know, I don't want to keep tapping into a bunch of little things, but, you know, like, I feel good. I feel good. No, I just feel good. You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel like there was this, there's a story about a storm, right? There's a storm cloud coming, right? Uh-huh. Motherfuckers is driving through the storm or whatever. And all the way through, like, up and even through the storm, you're seeing other cars, like, kind of pulled over.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And then this car, you know, after a while, like, they just, like, keep going, keep going. I know you see people stopping and all of that shit, but keep going. You sure? This shit look crazy. Look at these cars. They stopped. You know, nah, keep going. This shit pounding on the windshield. You know what I mean? On the hood. Mm-hmm. Old King Kong ass shit. And then finally, they get to the other side. It's sunny out. You know what I mean? It's quiet, dead calm. You know, in the rear view, you still see that big ass cloud with all of that shit. Now it ain't nothing but open road. You know what I'm saying? And it's just like the you know, the whole shit with that is you just got to go through it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you could, like you said, it ain't the time to ball up and suck your thumb. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Or panic and fucking drown. Nigga, you got to swim through it, or you got to tread water. Whatever it is, keep your head above the waterline.
Mm-hmm.
Don't drown. You'll be all right. You know what I'm saying? The tide will turn. I did a whole bunch of aquatic little shit right there for a nigga that don't know how to swim, but y'all feel me. You understand what I'm saying? But long story short, without all of these wild ass fucking allusions to some shit, I'm chilling. I'm all right in this moment. I'm good. You know what I'm saying? I'm talking to you.
Hey,
you know what I mean?
Nigga ended that with, I'm chilling. Nigga,
I'm chilling.
That was the longest chill. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Nigga usually hit you with, I'm chilling, when he don't want to say shit. It was good. Right. Nigga, I'm chilling, nigga.
I'm chilling. I'm chilling. Because sometimes people want to know what's behind the chill.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But yeah, I'm chilling, B. I went to, I got on my Journey Smollett today.
Yo, who?
My Journey Smollett. I say Journey Smollett because I took a long ass drive.
Wait, Journey Smollett or like Juicy Smollett? Or
no, Journey is Juicy Sister. I'm only
okay.
Using
no,
the
that's
play
what I'm
on
saying
words.
In relation
yeah.
to okay.
No,
okay.
No,
so
no,
Journey,
no, no. Was,
Juicy Sister took a journey.
Uh huh. Yeah, I took a journey. Took a drive. Bird. You know what I'm saying?
Just now, long, now, why you call rapid. It a journey, Smollett?
Because it was a long ass drive for just, you know, I was going out there. It wasn't even about what I was going out there for. It was about the drive, right? So I fuck with pizza. Y'all know that. That's one of my things. You know what I'm saying? You know, I like different types of food and shit. But pizza's always been good because you could just get a slice. And you know what I mean? And it depending on where you go, it can vary. But it's like, oh shit, this is a good ass slice. So you just remember, oh, okay, they got that shit. You mm-hmm. know what I'm saying? And for years, I've always, you know, not for years, but yeah, for years, I would watch this cat, Dave Portnoy, right? He's a mm-hmm. Owner of Barstool Media. Mm-hmm. I'm not the biggest, I ain't gonna, you know, whatever, however y'all feel about Barstool, even Dave himself, right? But I was introduced to him through his One Slice Pizza review, which I thought was, you know, pretty genius. I've been watching it for years. But basically, he go to all these pizza shops, mm-hmm. and he, you know, his gimmick is one slice, one bite pizza review. Take one bite and he tell you what it is, but it's more than one bite, but that's the little hook.
Mm-hmm.
And he got all his little categories and little ways to determine what's good about the slice or whatever. Now, obviously, this is just one man's palate. But he's got such an audience with it because they just real quick run and gun type of things. He's coming out of a pizza shop. telling you where he is, where the pizza shop is located, da 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 da. Sometimes he might have guests on, whatever, but he'll take a bite, you know, da 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 da. Okay, I'm going to give this one a 7.2, you know, some shit like this. It don't really ever go much higher than about an 8-something. If it get higher than late 8s or early 9s, that's some hellified pizza. You know what I'm saying? And so much so, like, the shit can change a pizza spot's whole business. Like, the shit whole weight. It's damn near like a pizza FICO score. You know what I mean? And so one of the most recent spots, shout out to Chris Lambert. He's the one that sent me the article on this one, because I haven't been watching many of the pizza reviews in a while. But it's a spot called DeLucia's Pizza out in Raritan, New Jersey. And I don't know what he gave. I mean, he gave that shit like a 9.4, which is like dumb high for what he does. That's up there with like the legendary spots like the Fara and fucking, you know what I mean? I don't even know who else is in that bracket, but like the big dogs, right? And so I was like, you know, shit, let me see what's cracking with this. You know what I'm saying? Like, I might be, you know what I mean? I got to move out. I got to not move out. I got to take a move out to Jersey anyway on some automobile-related situations. So I was like, well, shit. While I'm out there, let me just take a little further, take a trip, and see what's what. Now, the thing about this shit, since this shit got this this rating, which was such a high rating, it's like the fucking demand got ridiculous. You know, I hate the hype, but I'm not gonna lie, I'm drawn to it too, because I gotta, you know what I mean? It's a love hate relationship with the hype. You know what I'm saying? But it's like, I'm reading the story. It's like motherfuckers is buying hotel rooms just to go try the shit. That's extra. So anyway, the whole thing is what's kind of ill, because the guy's like an artisan, right? They've been there for 100 years. The grandfather started it. Now it's like the grandson and shit that's doing his thing. And basically, what was I going to say? Basically, what happens is they got some type of oven. I forget. It's like one of these ovens with like maybe an oil burning oven, something crazy, like some damn old school ass oven where the shit burns so hot. Like you light it and then it gets whatever needs to get hot, hot. And then you kind of got to turn the flame out or it's going to be unbearable, especially in the summer months. But once they get that bitch hot, it's hot for a finite amount of time for him. He says, you know, every time we open the oven to put some more pizza in and close the oven, we're compromising the heat of the oven. So I could only make a certain amount of pies. And he says, it's not limited by product, because I got enough product, and it's not limited by demand. It's just that after a while, the heat, if I keep doing this shit, it's going to undermine the integrity of the pizza. So at that point, I stop. You know what I'm saying? He does about 300 pies a day. He's like, I stop after that. So, you know what I mean? So there's that little part to it, right? So, you know, the whole thing, niggas was calling him 6:30 in the morning type shit, because that's when he starts his day or whatever. He said, this is what I'm doing now. He says, I crack it open at noon. So at noon, the calls, you know, y'all could call me at noon and put in an order over the phone. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of first come, first serve, up to like 300 pies or whatever. And how they do is like from noon to two, there's a window. Then that shit will sell out. And then the next window is from like four to, I think, whenever it's sold out. Right? And you can't put an order in until four.
Right.
So I'm in Jersey running around doing a couple things. You know what I'm saying? Going, you know, some automobile shit. And then also like, just trying to find, like, you know, just odds and ends. I'll get into that in a second. You know what I'm saying? But I'm waiting. I'm trying to play the game. By, you know, I'm treating this shit like a sneakers release. You know what I'm saying? Like the sneakers app. So I wait till 12 on the dot. And I'll call. Boop, user busy. Boop, user busy. Boop. And I'm just redialing. beautiful. Shout out to Redial, the button. Because remember back in the days, you had to type that shit. Do. You know what I mean? God forbid you type the wrong number. That shit is sap. You know. Now you could just and just user busy. And then I'm looking at, you know, the iPhone will show you how thirsty you are because in the parentheses next to the call, it'll show you how many times you've attempted this call. And this, the call toll is going up and up and up, and it's embarrassing. Maniac behavior. So it at one point, actually, pretty soon into it, maybe like a few user busies, somebody picks up, but I don't hear nobody. So now I'm like, hello, but I can't hear nobody. So I'm like, should I hang up? So I said, fuck it, I hung up. User busy for dumb long, for like at least 10 minutes. I'm in a fucking damn shopping complex parking lot, hot as fuck. You know what I mean? I'm going turning the AC on for a second and turning it off. You know what I mean? And I'm trying to, and then finally, somebody picks up, and I hear the woman taking an order, I guess, in person or whatever. I'm like, hello, you know what I'm saying? I ain't getting no response, but I'm not going to hang up. I'm like, I hope they don't hang up on me thinking ain't nobody there. Mm-hmm. She's like, hey, what's up? Da-da-da-da-da. You know, real chill. Hey, what up? Da-da-da. So, yo, I'm trying to, you know.
So, you're talking to the air at this point?
No. I'm talking to the person.
Okay.
They took whatever order that was, and then now they trans to me.
Okay.
To the phone. So, I said, yeah, I'm trying to put in an order now. And the thing, you know, they've got the plane. But then my man was like, the best shit is, in his opinion, is the Italian sausage,
mm-hmm.
right? I know you don't fuck with the Pizzawk. So I was like, well, shit. I said, yeah, I'm thinking, you know, this is what New York will do to you. You know what I'm saying? I'm thinking this demand going to make a nigga hit you with a chokehold. First of all, I'm thinking, you know, New York get off some real funny style shit. Like, mm-hmm. they be like, you know, because I'm like, back in the days, you could always do this before shit got persnickety, to use a word that you know, you like to do. You know what I mean? But before things got persnickety, you could do some shit like, yo, let me get half played, half sausage. So I'm like, let me see. Oh, here we go. They might try to upcharge me because I'm trying to do a customization. I'm like, yo, is it possible? You know, because I'm already happy to get through. User busy was busting my ass. So I'm already happy to just be on the mic. So I say, hey, I got the humble tone. Is it possible that I could do a half sausage, half plain? She's like, sure. I said, oh, shit. I said, yeah. So I want to do a half sausage, half plain, whatever, this, that, and the other thing. I said, what'd she say? She said, all right, bet. That's going to be 40 minutes. I was like, bet. Actually, I'm going to be an hour away. I'm looking at the GPS. She was like, all right, so I'll put it in so it'll drop at this time. Mm-hmm. I said, all right, beautiful. So I said, how much is it? She was like, $15 or something.
Mm-hmm.
I'm nice for a whole pie. You know what I mean? Like, right around the corner for me, and then right around the corner for me, they $20 for a whole pie. You know what I'm saying? Right. And it's so funny because they got a write-up talk about they the best pizza shop, one of the best pizza shops in, I think, America is what the shit said. Dog, that shit might not even be the best pizza shop on my block. I don't understand what the fuck happened, who they paid off, but that's a whole nother story. Oh, anyway, so I'm like, oh, beautiful. You know what I'm saying? I'm in the whip. I'm listening to, you know what I'm saying, podcast. Nice drive. No real traffic. You know what I'm saying? Traffic is moving and grooving. Mm-hmm. I'm a little very conscious about my speed because I just got pulled over for a speeding ticket last week. Yeah, that shit killed me. I don't know. It's gonna see. We're still in the motion of fighting it. You know what I'm saying? So your prayers are necessary, God, please. Even the officer was kind of gassing me as though I could win. He was like, well, look, this is what you could do. I'm saying, so you telling me I should plead not guilty? He's like, I'm not telling you that, but what I'm saying is, if you do this, this, and other. I was like, okay, brother, I appreciate this. This motherfucker, because you know, when you get pulled over, especially outside the city, you know what I mean? By the little highway patrol man that be white, you're already on edge. This mm-hmm. motherfucker had me from on edge to this nigga's an ally. You know what I'm saying? But you know, this white guy. Anyway, so we'll see. Hopefully, fingers crossed, we might be able to get this shit lesser charge. Anyway, go down there. Lovely ride. No traffic. Pull up. Everything smooth. Come to the spot. Real quaint. Real local-ass pizza shop. You know what I'm saying? Like, just, they got a nice little system. So, just people just coming through, picking up. I say my name. She's like, oh, we got you on the burn right now. You'll be up in about 3-4 minutes. I say, all right, back. 3-4 minutes come out. The guy from the article. This is how homespun this shit is. The guy from the article, because this is a local paper. Guy from the article, give me my shit. I'm like, I kind of recognize him from the article. You know what I mean? I'm like, oh, shit, this nigga is the nigga. This Ronald McDonald. This fucking Roy Kroc. You know what I mean? Or Ray Kroc, one of them Crocs. So he gave me the joint, you know what I mean? Peace and love. You know what I'm saying? I crack it over, look at the shit. Shit look, you know, look good. Look good, charred up, you know what I'm saying? Because that motherfucking shit is, motherfucker, I take a photo of it. And then I bite into it. That shit all right. That's it. It wasn't just regular. Okay. It was all right.
I'm glad it worked out.
It was all right. Yeah, it worked out. Then I drove it back. It don't travel a bit. I might have to reheat it. We'll see how it does on the reheat. I'm going to freeze the rest of the slices.
So this happened today?
This happened today. This happened early today. Oh, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Just like
in the mix.
I was in the mix, man. Just took a little, you know, a little journey Smollett. You know what I'm saying? So I did that. And as opposed to, but beyond that, I also did like some little, because I had to kill time till noon. So I did a little bit of shopping. You know what I'm saying? I've been looking to like, I got some prints. I got a ton of prints and posters and shit like that. And some of the shit, like, I'm trying to frame, you know what I mean? And, you know, sometimes I got a framer that I go to, like, on 14th Street, but they be pricey, you know what I'm saying? Sometimes, you know what I mean? Sometimes you got to do it yourself. You got to DIY,
right.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, all right, let me find some frames. And I got some cool little prints. So one, I found the frame at a Walmart, but then I got another thing. And everybody was like, yo, try Home Goods. I've been hearing about Home Goods for a while. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Just about all other shit, sheets and, you know what I mean, little home furnishings. Right, you know what I'm saying? Right. I'm not, you know what I'm saying? Like, I've heard about it, but I don't really, you know, I even heard about TJ Maxx and Marshalls, which we was right on back when we was at Stand Up Labs. We was right there next to it. You know what I mean? So I went to this little complex. They had all of that shit there. So I'm up in there and I'm like, I'm blown away by, you know, some of the deals and, you know what I mean? Like, just little shit, I'm blown away by. But at the same time, what I am happy about, and I welcome this, you know, certain things about getting older, you don't always welcome it. You know what I'm saying? Certain things, you know what I mean? But other shit, you like, I kind of welcome it. It is what it is. But my, I don't need that shit. You know what I mean? You know what I mean? That little button.
Right.
That little button that told you my FOMO was going away. Right, it's right. Really, a lot of my I don't need that shit is kicking in.
Right.
I had an I don't need that shit moment online at the register.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? I got like a little fucking, like a cheese grater type of thing in my hand. And I'm like, it's just a little, I'm like, nigga, and it's a decent price. You know, that's how they get you in these little stores because they nickel and dime, you little $3. You're like, nigga, this is negligible. I'm online and I'm looking at that shit and I'm thinking, nigga, I got a box grater at the house. You know what I'm saying? Like, well, you know, fuck I need. I don't need this shit. Dropped it off. Boom, boom. So I had that I don't need this shit discipline throughout. I'm going through Target. And, you know what I'm saying? There's other shit that I'm looking at that I don't really fucking need. And it just, the shit just feel freeing. When you just say, yo, I don't need it and don't give a fuck about it as you keep moving. You know what I'm saying? Like, shit. But so that's that.
The thing about Home Goods and places like that, like even Marshalls and all that, you do have deals there, right? But the shit only work when you got a vision. You know what I'm saying? vision to be like, okay, if I got that right there, that's 75% off, it will fit perfectly in the space that I'm envisioning. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. When you ain't got that, your ass just end up with a bunch of hodgepodge ass shit. You might as well be goddamn Fred Sanford. You know what I'm saying?
I was about, yes, exactly. It's like a well-curated junk drawer.
Right.
It's a junk drawer.
But if you know what you're doing, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like the designer who did our sets here, you know what I'm saying? Arthur King, you know what I'm saying? He's an architect and, you know what I'm saying, the designer. And he builds furniture and shit, right? They were shopping for the set, and, you know, I was with them. You know what I'm saying? So you got to see it from a designer's eye. And, you know, he walked into a store that I had walked into before. And he went straight to a couch that I walked right past and wouldn't even think about. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know. But he was like, nah, see that couch right there? That is the trend right now. Whoop, whoop, whoop. They have it here for this price. You never find it nowhere from this price. Every brand has this particular model type of couch, this design. But this is when it's cheap and it's on the floor. You could buy it now. You ain't got to order it and get there 16 weeks later. I would have never looked at that couch. You know what I'm saying? But upon further, you know what I'm saying, inspection, when you look at it through a designer's eye, you be like, you know what? He's right. You know what I'm saying? And that shit would be dope if you paired it with this. And dip, 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 dip. You know what I'm saying? But when you don't have that vision and that eye, you think every single piece has to be a standalone standout. You know what I'm saying? So you end up with all these pieces that don't fit together, don't work together, don't complement each other. It's just a bunch of, ha, hey, look at me, whoa, shit, ha. And then you end up with a bunch of tchotchkes and shit.
Right, right. Nah, yeah, you got to have some type of vision. And sometimes, even like sometimes you got to go through a few different iterations of a vision to get the final vision. But you got to goes back to that storm. If you just pull over and don't envision shit, nothing gonna come. But sometimes you gotta throw some paint at the canvas and say, all right, I think I could paint over that, take that out, add a little bit more of this, and then boom, we got a masterpiece. Right. You know what I'm saying? Right. Like, it's a little bit of that. Yeah, yeah.
Right, right, right.
So, yeah, man. So,
I'm glad your journey went well and it turned out, you know, favorable and not ragged.
Yep. Not regular, not after that. And it was more about the journey, the moment, the in the whip, listening to the podcasts and things like that and just having good traffic and, you know what I mean? Just just the moment, it's like a little, you know, like a motorist meditation. You know what I'm saying? It was just, you know what I'm saying? It was really about the to and the fro. It wasn't about the destination. I wasn't wedded to the outcome. The outcome was just part of the journey. You know what I'm saying? It wasn't nothing, but we just gonna get out here. We're gonna seize the day. You know what I'm saying? We're gonna seize the day.
That's what's up.
So yeah, it was cool.
That's what's up.
It was cool. Yeah, man.
Word.
I'll tell you one other thing real quick. I've been peeping this, but I went to a Target earlier today, or Target as they say. You know, I know you. He was like, "Yo, don't be." What you said? Don't be surprised when I'm on my. Hey guys, you know what I mean, but that shit is that's such a funny ass line. Hey guys, because it is such a thing, such a catchphrase. But another one is hello there, and I say that to say Tabitha Brown is like. She's walking in that black Martha Stewart lane.
Mm-hmm.
It's moving. It's coming along nicely. I see the fucking little buckets being filled. You know what I mean? Came from just, you know, cooking some vegan shit on the internet. I would call it shit, but you know, vegan cuisine on the IG. The now is some hair care products. It's some spices. It's some mugs, journals. You know what I mean? Limited edition Tabitha Brown collection at the Target.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, yo, I see what's going on here. And I'm, you know, it's good to see. It's good to see.
What's going on?
You see, this shit is a blow up. It's a moguldom in the midst. I just see it. I'm calling it. I see the shit. It's moving like crypto was 2 years ago. Word. Hopefully without the, you know, the downside. Yeah, salute to it. I see it. I'm sure other people see it.
Yeah.
Salute.
I mean, it just speaks to, you know what I'm saying, doing what you do and finding your audience and finding your voice in what you do, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, that sounds easy as fuck, and everybody out here trying to find it, but, you know, that's just a classic example. Do it, you know what I mean? You catch an audience, and then you maximize, you know? Hardest part is, you know what I'm saying, trusting yourself enough to catch the audience. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it ain't quick. It probably wasn't quick for her. You know what I'm saying? She was doing other shit before that. So, you know, you can't look at Tabitha, you can't look at this person or that person and be like, you know, gauge yourself against it. You just gotta do that shit, man. And when you're doing shit that you really do, it ain't really work. You know what I'm saying? It ain't really work.
Right.
You know?
Right.
I was here at the job and shit, and, you know, they had, I mean, you know, my role changed, and they, you know, they have a town hall, and, you know, you tell, you know, they announce shit like that. And then, you know, then they ask you to do a speech or whatever, say some words. And it was like, I'd be trying to be quick. I ain't trying to say too much. I was like, it ain't much to say about it. But it's like, yo, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing this type of work for years, and there have been many years where I've done it for free. So to do it.
Is what you said in the speech?
Yeah, that's what I said. I was like, yeah, okay. I've done it for free. So to do it, you know what I'm saying, with a mission and a paycheck attached to it, it's nothing. You know what I'm saying? Because it's already work that I do. I'm not doing nothing different. You know what I mean? I ain't go all that. I just said it once and kept it moving. But that's the real. It's like, listen, man, y'all been listening. If you've been listening to this shit, you heard nigga ups and downs on this shit. You know what I'm saying? And a lot of that same work is the work I'm doing every day. And it's like, you know, I've done it in the down. I've done it in the up. And to do it, you know what I'm saying, in a way that it affects culture and hits culture every day. And people see it. People talk about it. These little problems that we got around here, you know what I'm saying? It's light work. You know what I'm saying? So I'm appreciative to have the opportunity to do it.
Yeah, it is. Yeah. Cheers. Clink, clink, clink.
Now. God damn it.
Yeah, it is.
One day I'm gonna learn how to be a good toastmaster.
Nah, that shit sound good. Shit sound good, you know. Get your toe shit on, you know. Listen to these Jay-Z verses.
Word.
You know what I mean, this nigga been on his toasty toast.
Word.
Anyway, that's big, B. Speaking of the whole verse, did you hear the whole verse? Did you listen to the Khaled album?
Yeah, I mean, I listened to the album. I mean, I didn't listen to the album. I skimmed through the album.
I like how you.
I listened to all the songs that I knew the people own. And then, of course, I didn't even know it dropped or whatever, but you know how it just pop up on your promo on the iTunes and shit. Like, oh, shit, right. Khaled. And then I saw Jay-Z trending. And then I was like, hey, man, let me check it out, see what they talking about, you know. Talking his shit, you know what I'm saying? I mean, it's funny when you have a branded style and sound that nobody else has been able to replicate or duplicate. You know, you come and say your shit the way you say your shit. And, you know what I mean? It's gone. You know, y'all, he just be giving TED Talks now that rhyme. But, but it's in his style. So it's, you know, it's like it's above time. You know what I'm saying? It transcends time because the style is his and nobody else has been able to replicate it.
Right.
You know, right. It's like I saw Tupac on a picture earlier today. And the nigga
on a still photo?
Yeah, it was a still photo that somebody had posted. Okay. And the nigga looked like he looked modern. He looked like he could be here right now and have that same shit on and be right in the mix. You know what I'm saying? Like, he transcends the time for whatever reason. His style was simple enough, bald head, goatee or whatever, and, you know, Versace shirt. Voila. Mm-hmm. He could have been here right now looking that same way. You know, Big, you know, nobody has been able to replicate Big's flow or style or mm-hmm. even come close. So when you hear it, it still mm-hmm. feel fresh. You know what I'm saying? It's not washed out and washed over, you know?
Right.
Like, niggas came and just ran through Dos Effect style. Like, you can, you know, that shit burnt through yeah. real fast and got gone.
But to that point, if we being honest, not honest, but if we pay attention, Dos Effect got a lot of influence. There's some some offspring out there that they may not get enough credit for being the tree that some of this Jay-Z. Fruit came from.
Jay-Z is an offspring of Dos
Effect. Jay-Z is an offspring. Camp Low, Migos,
Twista.
There's a few. Yeah, Twista, yeah.
Riggedy Romney.
Yeah, all of that shit.
You know what I'm saying? Nah, I see it. But that's what I'm saying. Uh-huh. Everybody was able to jump on it. Because it became almost like a novelty. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Jay-Z was able to pivot off and create something of his own.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Damn. Shout out to what was it, Scoob and Dre's? Yeah. Hey, man. Shout out to Dos Effect.
Bum skitty, bum skitty, bum. Them niggas had 92 on fire.
Did they? Them beats are stupid. Some of them shits, they want effects, nigga. That shit still, like, I don't know. Maybe it's just the old nigga in me, but it's that shit is still that bring about, it's visceral with that fucking beat drop.
The Mike Checker remix is still a classic at FAMU or the Alphas, like that's their theme song.
Yeah. That second album, was it Straight Up Suicide? They got some shit on there. Pete Rock gave him some heat.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. Damn, man.
I'm gonna keep it funky. While the original twist that like Miami niggas started to wear started with like De La Soul, and the cat Newkirk started wearing them, and then they started calling them shits De La's. But then when they grew the dreads, right?
Mm-hmm.
Newkirk let his shit get all doo-doo dread out, right? And then everybody else followed suit. But, you know, he kept his real, you know what I mean? He was like, Jay-Z looked like how Newkirk's was, you know what I'm saying?
But then
the niggas in the street, they more adapted to the Dos Effect style of dreads. Even in Miami with the black skull caps and dreads, like, nigga, it's 1,000 degrees. You gonna wear that black hoodie and that black scully nigga with them dreads? You gonna die. You know,
them shit stink.
But but the real thugged out niggas was took their style cue from Dos Effect. Shout out to Uncle Al for really. Uncle Al was the gateway to Miami, like at that time.
Uh-huh.
Like if he played your shit, then it was some real Miami shit. So he played that Mike Checker remix. You know what I'm saying? He played Dos Effect real heavy. You know what I'm saying? So they had a place in Miami culture.
Yeah.
So,
Dos Effect was one. Them 40 Below Tims they used to rock. Yeah, Dos Effect. They, you know. Salute. Well, there's a lot of salutes going on. Naughty by Nature, Dos Effect. You know what's funny? It was real quick. Just real quick.
You know, 92 of, shit. 92 energy.
Nah, we about to go to 72 right now.
Damn.
Nigga, we gonna jump in the time machine. We going way back. I was just listening to, because I guess I, you know, always heard, you know, I was listening to some Kool in the Gang, right?
Uh-huh.
I was listening to some Kool in the Gang because, I'll say this. I was listening to, L.A. Reid was on Questlove Supreme just recently. It's three-part joint. You know what I'm saying? That shit's real fucking good. Now, obviously, I might be biased. I used to intern at LaFace. But just the stories that motherfucker tell and you know what I mean? Like, you know. And he said something in this interview that I'd heard said by someone else. At least somebody else. I can't remember exactly who it was.
Mm-hmm.
But it was definitely somebody else that had, you know, real, well-regarded, taste in music, or not even taste. I don't want to say taste, but just experience in music. Somebody that's like an artist, and they were like, "Yo, early Kool in the Gang was better than late Kool in the Gang, even though late Kool in the Gang is who got the money. You know what I'm saying? That's when they was making the hits, good time, you know, all of that type of shit. But like early Kool in the Gang was way more funky. You know, you also hear that about like Earth, Wind, and Fire. You know what I'm saying? And certain people. So I was like, you know, I knew the hits were Kool in the Gang, and I always liked the name Kool in the Gang. It was even slang, you know what I mean? Nigga, how you doing? Nigga, I'm Kool in the Gang. You know what I'm saying? You say that shit, you just shouting them out, but might not even be listening to the shit. So I was listening to, I guess, I forget which albums. I'd have to go back and look, but I was listening to one or two albums. And yo, first of all, what I was reminded of was especially early on, Kool in the Gang was a band. You know what I mean? There was no vocalist. It was just vibes. It was they playing and the shit was fire. So, yo, those 2 hours that I listened to are so littered with samples. You know what I'm saying? Like just fire samples. Like I know Don't Sweat the Technique came from a Kool in the Gang record. I can't remember now. It wasn't even writing them down. That's a 92 record, too. Look at that. Look at that. Look at how we did that. Too. Yeah. Yeah. But it was just like, man, so many. Cruise Pop. I don't know if you remember Cruise Pop by the Youngsters. Nigga, that beat used to be so crazy. But that's from there. Like, just like, oh, Send It On. D'Angelo, Send It On. That's a fucking Kool in the Gang. It's a cover of a Kool in the Gang song. He just added lyrics to it. I was like, oh shit. Like it just was, you know, I'm sure there's motherfuckers that are Kool in the Gang fans gonna listen, like, come on, nigga, like, we been through that. But for the rest of y'all, you know what I mean? Yeah, we this nigga.
You thought he made that shit up, nigga.
Right. This nigga just came to this shit 50 years later. This nigga discovered the shit. But yeah, nah, Kool in the Gang got some shit, man. All right, so, that's what's up.
I'm gonna hit that discography on the way home.
Yeah, hit that discography. There's some shit on there. And I'll find the name. I think one of the albums is called Emergency. And I'll think of the other one in a second. But shit.
Word.
What else is cracking? You got what we talking about? What else we want to talk about before, you know?
Well, you know what time it is. You know what I'm saying? It's time for the good old review era.
There you go. Let's get to it. Let's talk about it, man. Where you want to go first? You want to go HOG?
Let's go Kanan.
Okay. And the first album, I think I listened to Kool in the Gang, which was 1970.
Oh, yeah, that's their first album. 72. That's their first album. 1969.
I went to the first. Yeah.
I just got on my Google shit. You see that? Word.
Okay.
Research.
Yeah. There you go. Look at that. Raising Kanan. Go ahead.
Nah, before we go get ahead. Started, you know what I'm saying? I'm going to let you tee it up. But I just would like to give, you know what I'm saying, the Power Universe some props. They actually are doing a real good job, you know what I'm saying, in this particular series. But, you know. I just wanted to put that out there.
That's what's up. And I want to give, speaking of the Power Universe, some props. I don't watch, but I see it updated a lot, and they get great guests. But you know, Tariq and Braden, they do a podcast, the two of them, where they talk about Power, and they have everybody on there.
Oh, wow.
All of the actors on there. All the actors. They got Courtney on there, but they done had... You know, everybody on there, I think, married and, but you know, everybody, Mary, Patina, you know, like, everybody, the whole universe, and they on there for like an hour talking about it. I've seen maybe what episode, but I always come across that, you know, especially around this time when, you know, the algorithm is relevant, you know what I'm saying, but, they've been doing it for a while, and every time I look, I'm like, oh, shit, they got, like, as if they're not related to the universe. But I'm like, damn, I need to watch this. But salute to them. All right, look, I'm going to tee it up, but I think you might have a little bit more to say about this because I watched it, and maybe I was distracted. I don't think so. But... This felt like a Lincoln episode. A Lincoln? It felt like more like an established, like an establishing episode.
But even in the establishing episode, it had good stuff. You know what I'm saying? It was set up like, you know what I'm saying? I gotta recognize some setups, right? You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And knowing the rhythm of power and the power universe, you know, all this shit gonna come back to play. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So you know, Marvin been taking his anger management classes and shit. You know what I'm saying?
That was funny. That was funny when he's starting to use it. Yeah, he's doing
his thing, and you know what I'm saying? We already knew that the doctor was gonna be fiddling him or whatever. You know what I'm saying? Then he was able to use that shit in real life, you know? He was able to, you know what I'm saying? It even alluded to, even when they caught up with old Unique in that scenario, he didn't want to relent. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? He didn't understand it. But, you know what I'm saying? He ain't make no wild moves either. You know what I'm saying? After he had proven himself to be able to control his, you know, his normal instinct. So I thought that was pretty funny and cool the way they teed that up, and I look forward to seeing how that plays out throughout the season. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. I will say this about it, you know, the Lincoln episode or whatever, is like, you know, especially watching it in conjunction with the House of Dragons, which is all set up shit right now. You know what I'm saying? And but you know the throne, so you know all this shit gonna come back to play. But anyway, you know. Kanan stealing out the dope house, that's going to come back some kind of way. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, all this peace with Unique, that's going to, you know what I mean? It was just cool that it was set up. They always done a good job with wardrobe, you know what I'm saying? Platina is killing that shit, you know what I'm saying? With her slender self, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. She in her 80s finest, you know what I'm saying? Looking like, you know, somebody who was hanging out with MC Hammer and Daryl Strawberry and shit at the same downtown.
yeah. You know exactly. Exactly.
You know?
Oh, shit. Yeah.
It's just the vibe. They get the vibe right, and it doesn't, they haven't been doing anything to blow up your imagination. Like, oh, they trip. You know what I'm saying? So, that's my overarching take on this particular episode and where they at in the season at this point. I like the situation. Just like, you know, it's lost on the world, if you weren't there, how disruptive the crack era was, right? Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, to see, like, they showing outside, you know, all of the crackheads, you know what I'm saying? And it's TV, so it looked like, you know, oh, they just planted the crackheads there. But in real life, that's how that shit, that shit was. You know what I'm saying? like, you know what I'm saying? It's lost on the world that these niggas took over the projects, and now the people who live there can't get on the elevator because the shit is jam-packed with fiends. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, that's a real shit. Like, damn, nigga, I'm trying to get down the elevator. I live here, you know?
Yeah. Nigga, vials everywhere.
Nigga, you took
that's
the money.
That's something that people forget.
Yeah, nigga, but that money wasn't long enough, man, for this, man. This is an inconvenience. You know what I'm saying?
Right, nigga.
Like that when Kanan had to come to the spot, and then they had the whole hallway locked off. You know what I'm saying? Oh, that, you know, that's Rocky's son. So I've been there, you know what I'm saying? Except it wasn't a high rise, you know what I'm saying? In Scott Projects, you know what I'm saying? They had a hole in there, and the line would be down the block like motherfucking a club. And
like Delucious.
Yeah. And in this particular spot, all they sold was $20 powders. You know what I'm saying? They sell no crack, no nothing. And they didn't take nothing but $20 bills. And so they had one, you know, you come down the line, give them your 20, they give you the bag, and then you walk out the other way. And I used to talk to this girl that lived just beyond the table where they serving. So you got to come skip through the line like, excuse me. Like you trying to get through the TSA line at the airport. Excuse me.
Nigga got clear. My crack clear.
My flight, you know what I'm saying? My flight blowing right now. Excuse me. Can I? You know what I mean? And then you get to the front.
Nigga, who is this nigga?
Right.
Yeah, exactly.
Then you get to the front and got to get qualified. Oh, no, okay, nah, that's red. Let him through. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. So, you know, all of that, like, people don't understand how disruptive that shit was to regular life. Like, all this shit was going on in broad daylight, right outside your door, right in the communities, just taking these, taking communities over by siege. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, like, you know, we romanticize it now, and we, they talk about the cars and the style or whatever, and the hip hop that came, but they don't really show how disruptive that shit was. And I think, without being heavy handed, that's what this show is doing. You know what I mean? It's kind of showing how, like, even on Snowfall, even though it's like a more dramatic show, it don't really show you the outside and how the outside is receiving all of this. It just show you inside the mind of Franklin Saint.
Yeah. And to be heavy handed is also reminiscent of, even though I ain't watched the show, it feels like Walking Dead in the way of, like, you'll know somebody, you know what I'm saying? Like, you'll know somebody as a productive, full productive citizen. You know what I mean? Good person, upstanding, a father, a mother. You know what I mean? And then months later, they're a full-fledged crackhead. Yeah, and it's crazy. Like, it did a whole lot to, you know, like, I was young around when the shit was getting stupid. So, like, but it did so much to, like, I've talked about this before, but, like, the respect level of, like, it really kind of would rob people on both sides.
Yeah.
You know, fiends and people that were not, it would kind of rob a lot of the humanity from the interactions.
Because,
you know what I'm saying? Like, you, it's fucked up.
Because what it did, well, you know, on the drug side of things, that shit take all of your ego away. That shit is just pure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Get to the, get to the rock. On the flip side, on the hustler side of it, it became everybody, the secret was out. The veil was up. It was, oh, it's money over everything. Niggas will trade their whole life about this money. So that's what, so niggas will pull out the money and think that was, nigga, this is everything. You know what I'm saying? Like Calvin on Paid in Full. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, fuck this dinner. Let's go out to eat. You know what I'm saying? Shit, I got this money. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And people felt that way, like, you know, this money is the answer to all this shit, and all y'all bow down to it, so I'm using it in that way. And it'd be a nigga that was bummy as fuck 6 months ago, treating the world how the world treated him. But I got this money now, so, you know what I'm saying? Get on your knees. So, you know, it was very disruptive time. That,
and then, well, just to add to that, the other side also is like, the bystanders, you know what I'm saying? Like, the people that weren't addicted and weren't out there hustling, but you still in the midst of it. So you, it's like you seeing these living cautionary tales.
Right.
Like, they right there. You know what I mean? And it's like I said, it's like somebody flipped the switch and that motherfucker's soul is gone.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, you're like, wow. Like, it is jarring. You know what I mean? Like, that ain't, there ain't been no shit that I've seen that affected a community in such a way that was so, like, abrupt. You know what I mean? Like, that shit was like, it could, like, literally, the shit could happen overnight. It might not happen overnight, but you'll find somebody you ain't seen in mad long and be like, you can see it immediately. Oh, shit. Wow. That's, you know what I mean? Like, that was, that shit's crazy. Well, also, I just want to say this, not to that whole point, but back to the establishing. I'm happy, I'm kind of happy that they, like, they're not, like, dragging this Howard thing. Like, that scene where he got Kanan in the car and he like, yo, I'm your pops. You know what I'm saying? I know you thought such and such was your pops, but come on, man, that ain't even your father. Your mom's just going to say I'm crazy, but I'm telling you, I'm your father. This, that, and the other thing, whatever, whatever. And then, like, you know, of course, like he said, Rocky tried to, you know, gaslight the nigga. Like, nah, brother, come on. He bugging. He don't know his, you know, up from down. Don't listen to that nigga. But Kanan, you know, Kanan got, he's suspicious about the whole shit. He still, you know what I mean? He still kind of, he know his mom's a throw the wool over his eyes if need be. You know what I'm saying? So he kind of, now he got to consider that. He got to sit with that thought. And, that's pretty interesting. What happened with Jukebox? Jukebox chasing her moms all around town.
Everybody getting spooked. They got parental scenarios.
Yes, a lot of, you know, it's a lot of parental dynamic. Then you got Famous moms kicking him out. So now Famous out here just selling his cover art with crack. You know what I'm saying? Like, that nigga shit is finally hitting. I don't know. I'm trying to think what else. We talked about Unique, you know, and then Unique had the leverage point. I got to rewatch that scene again because I might have been a little distracted. I might have missed a turn. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, it's going to be... I'm trying to think, what else is there?
I
would have to rewatch it, but I remember, like, they had a back and forth where I guess they heard each other out, and then Unique, you know, put down his pistol, or maybe even gave Rocky his pistol.
He gave up his pistol
or whatever, so it was like... That's such a departure from last week. That motherfucker was like a rabid pit bull.
But that's why you know that shit gonna come back.
Yeah.
Why you know it's just the beginning. You know what I'm saying? Rocky needed the bread. He was like, I'm gonna give you the bread, but I want peace. You know what I'm saying? I'm retired. Leave me the fuck alone, man. I'm gonna be in Southside, Jamaica, Queens. Leave me alone.
And that's what Unique said?
That's what he wanted. He wanted peace. Like, he wanted, like, you know what I'm saying, just, you know what I'm saying, let me be, and I'm going to let y'all be. You know I could touch you at any time, just see what I just did, but I'm chilling, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So basically, he was like, you know, I want peace, you want your bread, and then he was like, you know, but if not, do what you got to do, but you ain't going to get that bread. So she in that situation where she trying to do that re-up, so she want the bread, right. So she promised him peace. Or whatever.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So we'll see how the piece play out. You know what I mean? So she was like, give me your pistol. He gave her the pistol. And then, you know what I'm saying, they put the pistol in his back. Like, she was like, you got your piece. Now give me my fucking money. And then it cut to the other scene.
So I think the kid Warrell gonna catch an L. Because he ain't proven to be, you know, what they need him to be.
Well, you know, I mean, he's getting checked. I mean, this is a difficult position for him. You know what I mean? He did.
It's a super difficult.
He made the connect. He pulled it together.
Okay. Oh, right. He did make he got that meeting.
Yeah, he pulled the meeting together.
Oh, I bet. Yeah, I got to rewatch it. I think I was halfway watching it.
Yeah. But, you know, he was like, I want peace for me and my family, you know. Old Bobby Brown looking ass.
Oh man, what else? Is anything else that happened?
That's about the gist of it.
Wait, what's going on with the police officer and the other woman? Is that
she trying to figure out what her partner up to? You know what I'm saying? She don't feel like he's telling the whole truth about everything, so she's snooping around investigating him. Who?
Okay, no. I'm talking about the one police officer, Howard's partner. And then it's the other woman. That's what you're saying? The other woman is thinking that Howard's partner is...
No, I don't know. I don't know about the other woman. But Howard's partner think he ain't telling her the whole truth, so she's snooping around trying to figure
it out. I missed that part. Okay, but then I seen a little scene where Howard's partner is talking to another cop, and it felt like there was a little bit of rhythm, and then, like... Not that we didn't know, but it seems to have been revealed that, you know, Howard's partner is into women. What I'm saying?
Yeah, that's why she's like, kicking around with old Jukebox. She has a special affinity for Jukebox because of that.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Well, it was tripped out was Howard in his relationship with his prostitute. You ain't see that?
Prostitute,
you ain't see that scene when Howard was getting some rhythm? You know what I'm saying? Then he paid her, you know what I'm saying? Actually, did her son know what she did? She was like, her son think she a barber.
Oh, think I cut hair. Yeah, I be bringing the cape and all of that. Yeah, nigga.
But then, you know,
man.
He do what motherfuckers normally do in these media movie scenarios with they prostitute. He was like, you know, try to downgrade her, you know what I'm saying? You know,
right.
The type of work you do, you know, you out here. Yeah, I'm talking about getting down dirty for niggas like me. You know what I'm saying? Who like to get down dirty? Like, you ain't a part of the shit. But so that was a funny little exchange, nigga. You want to talk down on me, but you know what I'm saying? I'm your first motherfucking call. Mm-hmm. Shit, I'm your only girlfriend, shit. Nigga.
Right. Right. They call me fresh out the hospital, nigga. What is talking about? I'm part of your recuperation.
Right, nigga. Call me therapist, motherfucker.
Mm-hmm. Physical therapy. All right, let's get into the HOG. The House of Dragons? Oh, HOD. I'm tripping. House of Dragons, right? House of Dragons. Mm-hmm. Now, I did watch this. I did, you know what I mean? This was a good one. It was a lot of little things that I liked. I didn't really take no notes. I'm just going to recount, and I know you got some shit to say, so we're going to, you know, go back and forth on this shit. I like to see this black man in a senior level position. I like to see this. I do. I like to see that this nigga is not no passive ass motherfucker that's just being placated with a seat on the board. But now, since last week, I got my antenna tuned for the racism, and they definitely, you know, they tried to check. They checked his ass. They ain't call him a full-on nigga yet, but they like, listen, fam, just because you at the table don't mean you the king. You know what I'm saying? Right. But you know what I mean? It felt like, nigga, just because you a diversity hire don't mean that, you know, you like us. Right. But I like that he came in. He like, yo, what's going on? Y'all out here kind of fucking with my money. I need you to be a little bit more aggressive out here, this, that, and the other thing. King's people was like, yo, hold on, brother. You know what I'm saying? Like, blah, blah, blah. But I just like the energy of a motherfucker that's like, he ain't yielding. You know what I'm saying? Nah. If you go a letter about the table, he got something to say. But I appreciate that.
But in the world, he is from one of the powerful bloodlines, the two powerful bloodlines that is from old Valyria. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Before the catastrophe, only two families got out of Valyria, his and the Targaryens, right? So he's in a power position. He is from a great house. He has the great blood in him or whatever, and it is what it is. You know, it's a lot of people online, you know, debating the web, why, you know what I'm saying, what's this diversity hire shit? So it's just all this speculation of where he may have came from, blah, blah, blah. And then, you know, the one thing I was watching pointed to the other Valyrian that was in the story in Game of Thrones was the black guy that was on the, you know, was out there being a pirate and shit. You know what I mean? He was Valyrian as well. So
okay.
So you know what I'm saying? Yeah, it's not
lineage.
It's not strange. Mm-hmm. And then they was trying to plot out how it could have happened. You know these motherfuckers be going too deep with the shit. But you know, the Targaryens and all them was like seafaring people, so you know they was traveling through all these different places, and they were saying it was this one place that was modeled after Africa per se. And when they showed it on the map, it's like the littlest thing in the whole fucking the goddamn Thrones universe. Like that ain't modeled after Africa being the littlest shit. Africa is the biggest shit. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
But any old way. Fuck your symbolism, but
get that symbol correct.
Right, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. But, you know, they were saying that, you know, they could have came across black people there, and that's how, you know, it all intertwined and got all, you know, twisted and swirled, as they would say. But, yeah, he's from a powerful bloodline. His wife is a Targaryen. So his kids got the, you know, the dragon blood and, you know, Valyrian shit, you know what I'm saying? He good. So they got to respect it. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I wonder if they going to show the rest of his motherfucking family. Where they at? You know what I'm saying?
Well, they showed a little bit.
They show the kids and his wife, but where, like, you know what I'm saying? Where his bloodline?
Brothers and shit. Yeah, hopefully.
Well, he got a whole army. He got all the ships and shit.
Right. Where the brothers.
Yeah, where the brothers at. You know what I'm saying? Shit. The closest thing we had to that was the Dothrakis.
Right. And they cut their decks off.
Oh, shit. We don't want to talk about that.
The Dothrakis was eunuchs?
No, was Dothrakis eunuchs wasn't no eunuch. Dothrakis was the fighting and fucking motherfuckers.
Was the Dothrakis, that's, who's that? That's Jason Momoa and
that's
them?
That's the dragon lady husband who gave her the eggs, remember?
Aquaman.
Yeah, Aquaman.
Okay, yeah. Okay, what's the cats that was the slaves, but then they got freed and it was
that's the little warriors and shit. Yeah.
The little warriors. What are they called? They had a name too.
Yeah, they got a name too, but that's, you know, they far removed. Got to go back.
Okay. All right, but
what are their names? Now you got me thinking about it. But I if it comes to me, I'll yeah. Anyway.
Nah, let us know in the comments. Yeah.
Anyway, that's all good. I fucks with it, but go ahead.
So there's that. What else happened? So there's a couple little moments. So Rhaenyra, is that her name? Rhaenyra? What's her name?
I don't know yet. You know, it take time for me to for them strange right. ass names to kick different. In.
Right, little blonde baby.
Okay.
Right, exactly. I know Damon, you know what I mean? But Rhaenyra, so Damon wildin', you know what I'm saying? Shout out to D. He wildin' out.
He's a strange character because he wild, but then he's sensitive as fuck, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. He soft in the whole house, you know. He's a complicated character. I ain't really cracked the code on him yet.
Yeah, and it's just odd to see these white folks with like lace front wigs and shit. But you know, that's what it is. But so Damon, he done stole a dragon's egg. You know what I'm saying? Talking about, you know, him and his whore, as they called her, his lady. They about to have a baby and shit. The baby gonna be, you know. They gonna start their own shit.
Right.
So Rhaenyra's, you know, Rhaenyra, I forget her name. Mm-hmm. Young heir for a little longer than a day. The new heir. She's in the meeting. And I like that, you know, she activated. She ready. They told her the promotion is pending. So she's paying attention to everything. She like, I like how she be ear hustling when she pouring the cups and shit like that. And you can see her kind of calculating her own offense and defense and shit like that. And she, again, she like my man at the, like the black man at the table, you know, again, diversity, you know what I'm saying? She ain't afraid to raise her voice either. She like, yo, what if we do this? And they like, yo, who the fuck is short? Why is she speaking? Yeah. So, you know, fucking father, you know, father's so flummoxed. He don't really come to these decisions fast enough. So, you know, he always caught on his heels for the most part of trying to stay a peacetime type nigga. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And that's his brother. So they tell him, yo, your brother done stole a dragon egg. He done put the shit in the tuck. You know what I'm saying? He about to start his own thing, blah, blah, blah. What you gonna do? First, he was like, yo, let me go speak to him. They were like, nah, that's too risky. You king, you know what I mean? Well, what, you getting slapped up by your brother? You know what I'm saying? Because that nigga's wild. And we already know, secretly at the table, we know that nigga will handle you.
Yeah, anyway, you can't even heal a cut, nigga. You don't need no bruises, nigga. Your motherfucking no throne adamantium. Is whooping your ass.
Right. That's some shit, nigga. Your cushy ass seat is busting your ass. Ain't that some shit? That is crazy, nigga. You got the best seat in the house, and the shit is still killing your ass. So anyway, yeah, that nigga's got your hand in maggots trying to get you shit right. Yo, that old world medicine is some of the best, wildest shit. I don't know who was putting this shit together. Yo, put some maggots in a box, put your finger in there. Maybe the maggots will bite the fuck out that flesh. Or even their punishment when they put the nigga on the island with the fucking crabs. Oh my God, man. You know how many crabs I done killed this summer. That shit, it would be one of the...
Looking like payback.
Yeah, I seen that. I like that scene. But anyway, so Rhaenyra's, again, name pending. She was like, yo, why don't we just go? I got a dragon. Let's go. Let's pull up.
Nah, she and was like, talking about the other shit.
What'd she say?
Because they out there trying to close. They trying to take over the shipping route. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So that's why the black man was tripping. Like, y'all got my boats out there, nigga. We need to ride. What the fuck? You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Hey, like,
right.
chill, son. And then she like, shit, we got these dragons. Why don't we go, you know what I'm saying, tear shit up?
Right. Come on.
At least show a strength around this bitch. Like, we see you, nigga, and we got this fire for your motherfucking ass if you want to play froggy. So that's what she was talking about.
Do a little Ice Cube. Yeah, do a little Ice Cube and Boys in the Hood.
Oh, everybody got problems?
Yeah. You know what I mean? Just to let you know. So they decide to. Oh, there's also she's picking the Kingsguard.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? She got all these cats, and they like, yo, this motherfucker killed the poacher. This motherfucker, you know what I mean? And she like, yo, any of these niggas really been to war? And then old homie, you know, who was in the first scene, who knocked Damon off the off the horse,
put Damon on his ass. Already,
right. And I think that might turn into something.
That's
at some point,
be something,
maybe.
You already know.
Yeah. They planted that seed. So yeah, he like, yeah, you know, I get busy. You seen how I do. You know what I'm saying? You seen my reel. You know what I mean? So boom, she like, all right, you appointed. They like, yo, what about these people? The niceties. She's like, come on, fam. Look, y'all niggas is too corporate. You know what I'm saying? I'm breaking this whole glass ceiling.
Right. Like,
he's on point.
Nigga, if he's supposed to protect Pop, shit, this nigga better know how to fight.
Right, right. Well, yeah, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
So.
That shit was a trip, too, because, you know, when they all in there, all the other knights had their squire with them. You know what I'm saying? Like Podrick. Mm-hmm. Remember Podrick and shit?
Oh, right. Shout out to Podrick. Yeah.
So
Podrick,
they all had their squires with them and shit, but. You know what I'm saying? He ain't had no squire, so he just like, oh, you know what I'm saying? He low on the totem pole ass family, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So you know, that probably offended everybody, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. And, this nigga here. Go ahead.
And the thing, you know, all these themes have reoccurred in the Thrones, right? You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Like, you know, people going against the grain, you know what I'm saying? Picking a lowly person. But where you always fuck up is when you shun the motherfucking right wife and shit. You know what I'm saying? This, all of the fucking shit's been because niggas chose some shit they weren't supposed to choose. Like, nigga, you know you're supposed to choose that goddamn 12-year-old Valyrian girl. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But you want to choose a little motherfucker that done fix your little dragon and shit.
That shit, man. That, once she mended that dragon, so I saw her way in. She was reluctant at first, but even she saw a little path, and then like she started, you know, playing both sides, praying with the daughter. You know what I'm saying? And then once that dragon fell, and she picked that shit up, she hit that shit with some crazy glue of the era,
some gorilla glue,
nigga.
You know what I mean?
That nigga was And then, it was so smitten.
So yeah, you already know, if you watch The Thrones, you already know that shit is already, that's what got the Red Wedding, you know what I'm saying? That's what happened to Robb Stark, you know what I'm saying? Trying to marry for love, or, you know what I'm saying? Marry with your heart and shit, nigga. Shit, that's an age-old tale of, you know what I'm saying, fucking it up the goddamn lineage. But
I ain't gonna lie, it did feel a little, obviously this is of the times and this is just how it goes and this is how hierarchy and, you know, heirs work. But, you know, we already, last week was already kind of with Alicent, but then this week we got the little 12-year-old pitching herself talking about, yo, I'm trying to tell you, I'll bring you a boy. You like, come on, what's going on? This is not, what is going on? Come on, young one.
But then again, it did feel like a twinge of racism, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, breeding, you know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? I don't really want to marry the little black girl, fuck.
Oh, you looking at it like that? I'm looking at it on some old breeding ass shit. Yeah. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
Ain't got me no
racism. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you know, you know, I'm talking about.
I'm not into black chicks.
Yeah, that ain't gonna work for me.
Oh man,
I'm gonna marry the girl who fixed my dragon. Fuck it.
Right.
Fuck
right,
the realm,
right.
Nigga.
I'm doing me.
Right.
I'm like my little models and shit like that. Yeah, he over there. Who was that, like Ricky Schroeder back in the day? Who had the train set back in the day?
Ricky Schroeder had all that shit.
Well, he rode a train set, but there was another show. Maybe it wasn't Silver Spoons, or maybe that was Ricky Schroeder's father. One of these shows, there was
Mr. Robinson, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood.
Maybe. No, not Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, but there's that. Yeah, it's always the train set era. Yeah, he's one of them. He's fucking with the trains and all that and little
homie half dead. Yeah. That's the king. That nigga half dead already.
Yeah, man. Yep. But so he say, yo, I'm about to marry Allison. And everybody like, why? Except the hand who I don't trust. And of course, but I ain't trust him anyway. But he had a hand in that, like
right,
a hand.
He put it together.
And now, Yeah, and it's replicating. It's like Allison is obviously Rhaenyra saying is push. She's not much of a pushover. She's way more keen, and I think she's gonna have at it. But like you see, Allison trying to rock her to sleep a little bit. You know what I'm saying? I'm trying to be cool. Look, you got to think about how your father feel and da-da-da-da-da, whatever, whatever. And you didn't even see that shit coming. But now she's awake, and now it's a problem. It's going to be interesting to see what happens with that. Mm-hmm. But what else? Is there any other shit that went down? Oh, Rhaenyra's pulling up with the dragon. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? If you want to kill me now. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? What's up? Come on, what you gonna do? You know, he like, all right, yo, I ain't gonna kill you right this second and let you get a little older. I'm gonna chop your whole head off. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because I ain't feeling this. I ain't feeling how you stole my position.
Right.
You know what I mean? I know you my niece and all of that shit. That shit, that little part where he threw the dragon egg remind me of Boys of the Hood again. You know what I'm saying? Get a little nigga back his football. You know what I'm saying? Just toss the dragon egg and put that shit in that little and they, fucking
She almost dropped that bitch just
you're
like he
right,
did.
Right. Look at you. You sorry. Exactly.
Shit rocked her whole body. Like, oh.
Right. Uh-huh. But, yeah, man. What else do you see? And then do you have any predictions?
Well, you know, obviously, the king is half dead already. So, you know what I'm saying? Them little sores is going to play a major factor. Just like with, now I can't think of the nigga name. The nigga Dothraki, nigga. That's how he got killed with a motherfucking soul. And then, you know, she put the little spell on the shit. But, you know, them sores back then, that shit kill your ass. Like, you ain't like now. Nah, shit. Yeah. A little Band-Aid and some antibiotics and shit. That shit.
Neosporin. Yeah.
Dead around this bitch.
off a paper cut.
Exactly. So,
that a bitch?
So he halfway out of here. You know what I'm saying? So it's going to really come down to the daughter or whatever. You know what I mean? Or the brother. Mm-hmm. It's going to be a battle for the throne. Black man, you know what I'm saying? He finna set himself up to get killed mid-season. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if he gonna make it past this season fucking around. Moving how he moving. You know what I mean? Saddling up next to the brother like the brother gonna be like, oh, he's my loyal friend. Nah, nigga, you cross my brother up. What you think you gonna do to me? So, seems like he gonna be out of here soon. What else I got? What else? What else going on in that shit? I want to see some of the other fucking realms and families and shit.
Yeah, they coming.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what's what. They got to, you know.
But
have a few cookouts.
Yeah, you know, a battle that means something, that'll be cool. I think they getting into it. It got more interesting this week than the first week. That's for sure.
Mhm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's building. It's building. It's going to, I believe in it. I believe in it. And I think that, you know, as much as it's a prequel and, you know, so many allusions to what has happened later on,
mm-hmm.
it feels like its own thing. You know what I mean? Like, right. I'm buying in. You know what I'm saying? Like I told you before, well, it's easy for me because I done forgot about 70% of what have happened before. But, like, I'm buying into this whole new story. You know what I'm saying? And mm-hmm. see what's going to happen. So I'm cool with it. I'm excited. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. We'll continue watching.
No doubt.
So that's that, man. All right. Well, shit. Anything else? Or
nah, man. You know what it that's is? It, man. I'm going to go meditate and pray.
There you go. I ain't mad at that. all right. Well, listen, until next week, tell a friend to tell a friend.
And even an enemy.
To get in the conversation. We out.
The main thing of it all is to be in the conversation.